Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Avodah Zorah, Daf Nun Ches, the fourth parak, Rabbi Yishmael. The Zichu Masechus Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a bi quoted a brisa to disprove Rava's opinion on the previous daf. The gardamim ovid kochavim should conduct bemenekas vehewa regarding an official who examines wine, who is an idolater, who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up wine, or tasted wine from a cup and returned the remaining wine to the barrel. Such an incident occurred and the rabbis prohibited all the wine in the barrel. Presumably this means it's even asur b'hana, proving that even touching wine without intent for libation fully prohibits it. The Gemara suggests that perhaps the brisa only means to prohibit it for drinking, but it's mutar bahana. However, it objects that if so, the brisa would have said yimacher, it should be sold, instead of saying it's prohibited, like it does in the latter case, where compulsive akum touched wine thinking it was oil, where they ruled that yimacher, it should be sold. Since he thought it was oil, there's no concern of actual nisach, whereas in the first case of the straw, nisach is possible, so the brisa states it's prohibited even in benefit. The Gemara concludes that Rava is indeed refuted from this brisa. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arzen, Rabbi Yossi ben Narai were sitting and drinking wine and told someone, Ta Ashkinan, come pour us a drink. After that person poured wine to the cup and emerged that he was an Akum. One of them prohibited the wine even for Hana, and the other permitted it even for drinking. Rabbi Shubin Levi explained that the first opinion held that the Akum said to himself, is it possible that such distinguished rabbis would drink beer? Therefore he knew it was wine and there was a concern of actual Nisach and it's prohibited in Hana. The other opinion held that the Akum reasoned, is it possible that such rabbis would be drinking wine and say to me, an Akum, come pour us a drink? Therefore, he mistakenly concluded that it was beer and there's no concern for Nisach. The Gemara objects that he must have touched the wine in the barrel with a ladle, and although he thought it was beer, it should still be prohibited for drinking. The Gemara objects that he must have touched the wine in the barrel with a ladle, and although he thought it was beer, it should still be prohibited for drinking. It answers the Kamorik Aruke that he poured it directly into the cup, which is Kocho Shlo B'Kavana, his force moving wine without intent for Nisach, B'Kol Kocho Shlo B'Kavana Lo Gazu B'Rabbanan, and wherever he uses his force to move wine without libation intent, the rabbis did not decree to prohibit it at all. And point number three, Rabbi Asi asks Rabbi Yochanan, Yain Shemesachu Ovid Kochavi Mahu, what is the halacha regarding an idolater who dilutes wine with water? Although Rabbi Asi explained he was using the Pasuk's language, Rabbi Yochanan told him he still should have used mezagot, the word used in the Lashon Chachamim, the sage's terminology, which is distinct from the Torah's terminology. Rabbi Yochanan ruled on the question, Aser, it's forbidden to drink, Mishum lech lech amri nazira, because of the principle we tell the Nazir, go away, go away. Schor schor lekarmel otikrav, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Although it's permitted for a Nazir to enter a vineyard, we warn him to stay away from one to avoid the temptation to consume its produce. Similarly, although wine diluted by an Akum is fundamentally permitted, since he didn't touch it at all, but merely moved it by pouring water into it, the rabbis decreed not to drink it. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Abai quoted a brisa to disprove Rava's opinion on the previous daf. The gardamim ovid kochavim should conduct bemenekas vehewa regarding an official who examines wine, who is an idolater, who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up wine, or tasted wine from a cup and returned the remaining wine to the barrel. Such an incident occurred and the rabbis prohibited all the wine in the barrel. Presumably this means it's even asur b'hana, proving that even touching wine without intent for libation fully prohibits it. The Gemara suggests that perhaps the brisa only means to prohibit it for drinking, but it's mutar bahana. However, it objects that if so, the brisa would have said yimacher, it should be sold, instead of saying it's prohibited, like it does in the latter case, where compulsive akum touched wine thinking it was oil, where they ruled that yimacher, it should be sold. Since he thought it was oil, there's no concern of actual nisach, whereas in the first case of the straw, nisach is possible, so the brisa states it's prohibited even in benefit. The Gemara concludes that Rava is indeed refuted from this brisa. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arzen, Rabbi Yossi ben Narai were sitting and drinking wine and told someone, Ta Ashkinan, come pour us a drink. After that person poured wine to the cup and emerged that he was an Akum. One of them prohibited the wine even for Hana, and the other permitted it even for drinking. Rabbi Shubin Levi explained that the first opinion held that the Akum said to himself, is it possible that such distinguished rabbis would drink beer? Therefore he knew it was wine and there was a concern of actual Nisach and it's prohibited in Hana. The other opinion held that the Akum reasoned, is it possible that such rabbis would be drinking wine and say to me, an Akum, come pour us a drink? Therefore, he mistakenly concluded that it was beer and there's no concern for Nisach. The Gemara objects that he must have touched the wine in the barrel with a ladle, and although he thought it was beer, it should still be prohibited for drinking. The Gemara objects that he must have touched the wine in the barrel with a ladle, and although he thought it was beer, it should still be prohibited for drinking. It answers the Kamorik Aruke that he poured it directly into the cup, which is Kocho Shelo B'Kavana, his force moving wine without intent for Nisach, but Kol Kocho Shelo B'Kavana Lo Gazu Be'Rabbanan. And wherever he uses his force to move wine without libation intent, the rabbis did not decree to prohibit it at all. And point number three, Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan, Yain Shemesachu Ovikochavi Mahu, what is the halacha regarding an idolater who dilutes wine with water? Although Rabbi Asi explained he was using the Pasuk's language, Rabbi Yochanan told him he still should have used mezagot, the word used in the Lashon Chachamim, the sage's terminology, which is distinct from the Torah's terminology. Rabbi Yochanan ruled on the question, Aser, it's forbidden to drink, Mishum Lech Lech Amri Nazira, because of the principle we tell the Nazir, go away, go away. Schor, schor, lekarma lo tikrav, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Although it's permitted for a Nazir to enter a vineyard, we warn him to stay away from one to avoid the temptation to consume its produce. Similarly, although wine diluted by an alchemist is fundamentally permitted, since he didn't touch it at all, but merely moved it by pouring water into it, the rabbis decreed not to drink it. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Siman is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. So here goes. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine. While two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink, at the same time an idolatrous customer who just purchased a souvenir water bottle poured water into wine and diluted it. So once again, in slow motion, it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper? That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. It was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, which reminds us, Abai quoted a braisa to disprove Rava's opinion on the previous Daf regarding an official who examines wine who is an idolater who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up wine, or tasted wine from a cup and returned the remaining wine to the barrel. Such an incident occurred and the rabbis prohibited all the wine in the barrel. Presumably, this means it's prohibited even in Hana, proving that even touching wine without intent for libation fully prohibits it. So it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine. While two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan ben Arza and Rav Yossi ben Norai were sitting and drinking wine and told someone, Ta'ashkinan, come pour us a drink. After he poured the wine into the cup, it emerged that he was an Akum. One of them prohibited the wine even for Hana, and the other permitted it even for drinking. The Gemara continues, explaining the rationale for both. So it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink. At the same time, an idolatrous customer who just purchased a souvenir water bottle poured water into wine and diluted it. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is regarding an idolater who dilutes wine with water. Rabbi Yochanan ruled on the question, Aser, it's forbidden to drink, Mishum Lech Lech Amri Nazira, because of the principle we tell the Nazir, go away, go around, do not approach the vineyard. Although it's permitted for a Nazir to enter a vineyard, we warn him to stay away from one to avoid the temptation to consume its produce. Similarly, although wine diluted by an alchemist is fundamentally permitted, since he didn't touch it at all, but merely moved it by pouring water into it, the rabbis decreed not to drink it. So once again, it was a rough day at Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper's cafe, when an idolatrous official examining the wine punctured the seal of a cask and sucked out some wine, while two rabbis mistakenly asked an idolater to pour them a drink. At the same time, an idolatrous customer who just purchased a souvenir water bottle poured water into wine and diluted it. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Nun Dalet. So the Siman Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. The man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles. Noodles? That must move on Daf Nun Dalet. The man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow Aser, which reminds us, a braisa defines ne'avad, a worshipped animal which is disqualified as a carbon. Kosher ovdin oso ben b'shogin ben b'mezid, any animal that people worship whether unintentionally or intentionally, ben b'onus ben b'ratzon, whether against the will or willingly. Rami Bar Chama explains the case of onus that Gentiles coerce someone to bow down to his own animal, and the Gemara clarifies that it was done in public. So the man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow made by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow Usser. Watch as his friend poured a pot of noodles as a libation before another cow, making it usser as well, which reminds us, the Gemara offers another explanation of the braisa that an animal becomes prohibited, ba'ones, kagon shenisek la'yayin ben karneha, the cases where he poured wine between the animal's horns as a libation of worship to the animal, David ba'mais, because he didn't act in it. This agrees with Rabbi Yochanan's statement that even though they said that one who bows down to his fellow's animal doesn't prohibit it, if he didn't act in it, he does prohibit it. So the man who was forced in public to bow down to a cow by a man with a whip made of noodles, making the cow usser, watch as his friend poured a pot of noodles as a libation before another cow, making it usser as well. As the rabbi explained to a goy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't destroy all the idols, so he shouldn't destroy the world because of the fools, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, philosophers ask the sages in Rome, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want an idol, lama inu mevatel, why does he not get rid of it? They replied that if people would only worship items which the world doesn't need, he would get rid of it. However, people worship the sun, the moon, the stars, and constellations. Ya'abed olamo mifnei hashotim, should he destroy his world because of the fools? Daf Nun Hei, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The idolater who is speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit, 55, that must move on Daf Nun Hei. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, which reminds us, Zunin said to Rabbi Akiva, both you and I know there's nothing to idolatry, but why do people enter a pagan temple with broken limbs and leave healed? Rabbi Akiva responded, any Asurin, any sufferings decreed upon a person are sworn to depart at a particular moment and keep true to their oaths, even if the sufferer entered a pagan temple at that moment. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with the Yisrael, which reminds us, the next Mishnah permits buying the contents of a wine press, where grapes are crushed by foot, from an akum. Ve'ena osa yayin nesach adjiyard labor, and it cannot become yayin nesach until it descends into the pit. Once it descends into the pit, the juice in the pit is prohibited, but the juice remaining in the treading area remains permitted. The Mishnah continues, Dorkim ima havod kochavim bagas. One may tread with an idolater in the winepress, and there's no concern he's being paid for working with a prohibited substance since the juice is still permitted. So the idolater who was speeding over the 55 mile per hour speed limit and thought it was his prayers to his idol that got him off the hook, when really the cop would have let him go either way, was running late for his job at the wine press to tread grapes with the Yisrael, but didn't realize that when he got there, they wouldn't let him because the wine can become yayin nesach as soon as it starts to flow, which reminds us, Rav Huna says, yayin kaven shehischili mashech osi yayin nesach. Once wine begins to flow down the treading basin, it can become yayin nesach. Abraisa elaborates that originally it was permitted to tread grapes with an akum without concern that it can become yayin nesach, but later they thought it is prohibited to tread grapes with an akum because it can become yayin nesach as soon as it starts to flow down the basin. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun Vav, and our standard Siman is a shusher who says, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher yelled, nu nu, shusher yelling, nu nu. That must be Moran Daf Nun Vav. The shusher yelled, nu nu, to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses sources that squeezed juice is only wine, mishikape, when the pits and peels float to the surface sometime after descending into the pit, or mishiyishwa, from when he draws it from the pits into the barrels. So the shusher yelled, nu nu, to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, when they started making a commotion when the contents of the pit rose up to the strainer, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that after the wine descends into the pit, that which is in the pit is forbidden, but what remains above is permitted. Rav Huna said that this is only if he did not return the contents of the strainer to the treading basin. But if he returned the strainer's contents to the treading basin, the wine in the basin is prohibited. So the shusher yelled, nu nu, to quiet down the crowd that had gathered to watch the pits and peels float to the surface of the wine pit, giving it the status of wine, when they started making a commotion when the contents of a pit rose up to the strainer, so they could hear the wonder child teach that nisach baregel, Loshmei Nisach, which reminds us, there's a child who mastered Maseches Avodah Zorah at age 6, and they asked him if one may tread on grapes together with an akum in a winepress. He answered that it's permitted. They persisted that even if his hands were tied, that he might make a libation with his foot, and he answered, Nisach Deregel, Loshmei Nisach. A libation made with the foot is not considered a libation and does not prohibit the wine. Daf Nun Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, so here goes. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose, that must be on Daf Nun Zion. When the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, which reminds us, we discuss an Akum who unintentionally touches wine. And Rav ruled, Tinok ben Yomo hu osi yai nesach, even a one-day-old infant who touches wine makes it yai nesach. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol, which reminds us, Shmuel said that if one purchased slaves from an idolater, afu pishamal v'tavu, even though they circumcised and immersed in a mikvah, osin yai nesach ashet tishka vodesko chavim mipihem, they still make wine they touch into yai nesach until the mention of idolatry disappears from their mouths. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said this requires 12 months. So when the baby idolater stuck his doll with a long nose into a barrel of wine, forbidding it, the slave of the house who was purchased more than 12 months ago and stopped mentioning his idol, tried to save a bucket of wine from an angry goy who stuck his hand into it by throwing it into a larger barrel, which reminds us, an Akum once entered a Jewish store in Mechoz and asked if there was wine for sale, and they said there was none. The Akum noticed wine sitting in a bucket, he thrust his hand into it and said, "I love Chamruhu, is this not wine?" The Jew angrily seized the bucket and threw it into a barrel of wine, indicating to the Akum that he could not have it. Rav permitted all the wine to be sold to idolaters since his intent was not for libation, and Rav Huna Brayden Rav Nachman prohibited it. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we machlokes if an idol becomes forbidden when it's made or worshipped, and the difference between Jews' idols and Goyim's idols? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that if one found on top of an idol, coins, a garment, or utensils, they're mutter bahana because they were not placed there to decorate the idol? That's on daf Nun Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you discuss when an animal worshipped Ba'onis is prohibited? That's on daf Nun Daled. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when an Akum dilutes wine with water? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you have a question whether the utensils used in Beis Chonyo can be used in the Beis Hamikdash? That's on daf Nun Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss the case of an Akum who was mistakenly asked to pour wine for two Rabbanim? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss harvesting and treading grapes with an Akum? That's on daf Nun Hei. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss the incident of an official who examines wines who's an idolater who punctured a barrel with a straw and sucked up some wine? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss if selling an idol nullifies it and the nafka mina if it's sold to a Jewish smelter or a non-Jewish smelter? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn why Kosh Baruch Hu does not destroy idols? That's on daf Nun Daled. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.